college basketball. Michigan, 18-1 on the season. They're ranked number 2 in the AP. They're 3rd in the coaches' poll. I'm joined by their head coach. 6 years there, 35 years overall as a head coach, 660 career wins, and he has led Michigan to the NCAA tournament 3 of the last 4 years. John Beilein is my guest. John, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks very much for the vine.
It's good to have you back, John. Thank you so much. All right. You're coming off that win over Purdue last night. You're currently number 2 in the country. Since Duke lost Wednesday, if you handle your business against Illinois Sunday, you'd be number 1. I know it means a lot to the fans. I'm sure the players dig it as well. What would it mean to you?
I hate to be a party killer here, but probably nothing at all. I mean, it is the rankings are such great fan interest things, and I think if I'm just a college basketball fan and not a coach, I probably have a lot of interest in it as well. I look at it like you look at football during the year, at baseball during the year. They have these power ratings of teams in the National and American League or in football. Hey, let's wait for the Super Bowl to find out who the best team is. Let's wait for the World Series to find out the best team. I really don't care what the power ratings are earlier. So that's the way I look at college basketball. But if it excites our fans, if people get excited about it, it's great too. But for me personally, no. I want to know where we're going to be in March.
I like it. John Beilein, my guest. You know, you go back a couple of weeks, you had a chance to go to number 1, and hearing that answer, I know that when you lost to Ohio State, the fact that you didn't get to number 1 obviously meant nothing to you, but I'm sure you were curious to see how your team was going to respond to a tough loss on the road. What did you think about the response to that loss?
Well, we've responded very well. That was Ohio State is a very good team, a really good defensive team in particular. And we went in there and got up to a terrible start. We have a really young team. We have 5 freshmen that are playing significant minutes. So as a result, we went in there and, they punched us right in the mouth, and we couldn't recover all the way. So now we go right from there to the barn in Minnesota and really played well, and then had a week to sort of get back to some basics and play what I think is probably a way underrated Purdue team. I think they're going to end up surprising a lot of people this year because they have 3 freshmen playing a great deal as well. So I'm pleased the way we respond, and now we got to do it again and again and again.
Hey, John, go back to that point. I mean, you've got a lot of teams or some teams with freshmen getting big minutes. You yourself said I've got 5 of them myself. I mean, is that sort of thing, when you look at it, does it make you a little bit nervous, or is that just the way it is right now in the sport?
You know, I think both. I think that you're always knowing freshmen, the history of freshmen over time. There's usually 1 or 2, maybe, but usually 1 a year that really comes in and he really can handle all the things. And the other ones, it just takes a little bit of time, and some of them become really good players. But initially, it's hard to have 5, all 5 of these guys come in and sort of just have the right attitude of, you know, coach me, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to be a low-maintenance guy, coach, that you don't have to chase the class, and you don't have to worry about what I'm doing late at night. All 5 of them come in, that's unique in itself. So that's what's really helped us. But I think I've started a freshman probably every year that I've ever coached, it seems. Maybe just 2 or 3 we haven't. But it's usually 1 is ready, not all 5. All 5 of these guys have really played well.
So far, so good. Michigan 18-1, they're ranked number 2 in the AP poll. Head coach John Beilein, my guest. You've been a head coach 35 years now. I know you probably don't like to compare teams, but in terms of pure talent, where does this one rank compared to others you've had?
Well, I think there still remains to be seen, but if you look at what's potential, it has a tremendous upside to it. We had some teams there at West Virginia that really played at a very high level, and they just grew together like these guys are growing together. They had some teams at Richmond and Canisius that were really, really good teams that either we might get beaten in the tournament at the end, and nobody really got to see what they were doing during the year. But this one has a chance to be, you know, one of the all-time best.
We're talking to John Beilein. You know, you mentioned Canisius, you mentioned Richmond. You ripped off long winning streaks in other stops. You had that 16-game winning streak to start the season here. Is that one of those things, again, where if it doesn't happen in March, it doesn't matter so much? Or if you have a streak like that at a program like this, in a conference like this, does it mean a little more?
You know, we just, once again, and I'm probably the wrong guy to ask, what happens during that season is a journey. And maybe we don't beat Purdue or beat Minnesota if we don't get I think where we hate to lose, the losses are good. So long winning streaks, while they could be, certainly they're it beats the alternative. Sometimes it can be something that you forget how to play when things are really tough, when the game goes either way. Because in that particular winning streak, we got a lot of away from a lot of people early and didn't have to make the big foul shots to win the game. Didn't have to make the key decision down the stretch or the big stop. So we're getting more of that now, but we got to prepare for it in practice as well.
You know, it seems to me, I understand exactly what you're saying. I mean, it really is about the end of the season. It really is about the tournament. Now, you have to do all the right things leading up to that tournament in order to be prepared to succeed in that tournament. But at the same time, if it's all about the tournament and it's a one-and-done kind of format, how do you make sure that once you get there, your players are focused on the opportunity as opposed to the pressure and the stress?
Boy, that's the sweet spot that all coaches are searching for, because you go through, you know, I think the Big Ten, because of its, was one of the last teams to go to the conference tournament. You know, the Big East has always been about New York City, the Big East tournament, being at West Virginia. It was like, nobody remembers the regular season champion. They remember who won in New York at Madison Square Garden. In the Big Ten, it's more about who won the regular season championship. So that's what we're always striving for. And on the last minute of the last second of the last game last year, we ended up getting one of those. So that's what you sort of focus on. And then when that's all done, now you got to regroup yourself and say, okay, let's go for another prize that's even bigger. And that time gets to great preparation. You got to do the right things. And then the ball's got to bounce your way a little bit, too. If you watch all the national championship teams that really make a run, the ball bounces their way one of those times, somewhere against a team nobody ever heard of or a team that gets hot, they got a break. And you need all those elements to really make that run in March if you're a really good team.
John Beilein, my guest. John, before you go, a couple of thoughts on a couple of players. Talk to me about Trey Burke, sophomore player, leading scorer, top player. I've heard you say that he does things in practice on most days that are things that are exemplified by truly great college players. Like, what types of things? What do you mean by that?
He'll get into a crowd with the ball, and all of a sudden he's at the rim. And I said, well, all right, it's stuff you just don't coach. How did he do that? There's many times we'll say, how did he just do that? Because all of a sudden he got by two or three guys and put it in a crowd. He's got a great ability to play in big spaces and also play in small spaces. And he's about 6 feet, 185 pounds, and uses every bit of it. Doesn't score above the rim unless he has a breakaway, but he gets the ball up on the board quickly. And then now what really has been the biggest improvement is he's gone from a 2-to-1 assist turnover ratio to a 4-to-1, 5-to-1. There was a run of games this year he had like a 7-to-1. So he's really valuing the ball much better, and that's what all coaches want their point guard to do.
You know, John, I have no idea where the time goes, but it seems like only yesterday that I was sitting at the Final Four interviewing Glenn Robinson as a player in college, and now Glenn Robinson III comes in as a freshman. I don't know where the time goes, but let me get your thoughts on the player. He came in, and he was very highly regarded. You knew he was special. Has he been even better than advertised?
Well, the funny thing is he wasn't highly regarded as a sophomore, and we got a great staff here, and together we just sort of said, I think this young man is going to keep getting better and better and better, because we could see these spikes in his improvement. And sure enough, by the end of the sophomore year, he was getting better at the start of his, and then a great junior year. And it wasn't until really his senior year that people really noticed what a very good player he was. And that's how he came in highly regarded. A little chip on his shoulder from maybe guys that had been in a great state. Indiana's had great basketball for a long time, but the last couple of years they've had some great recruiting classes in the state. So he came in with a little chip on his shoulder, wanting to prove that he's one of the country's elite. And what a pleasure to coach, and what a receptive young man to coaching. It's rare that I see a young man that you give a new concept to, and he initiates it immediately, and then he accomplishes it, you know, in a short time. It's amazing how quickly his learning curve is.
John Beilein, my guest, a win over Purdue last night. Next up, Illinois on Sunday, and they are currently ranked number 2. John, great to visit with you. Glad we got caught up. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
John, great talking to you. John Beilein.